You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
Where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
This is Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong. Season 2, Empowered Edge Series, Episode 7. Welcome to Episode 7 of Transformation Talks with Angela Armstrong, Empowered Edge Season. I am Angela Armstrong, and today we're exploring one of the most powerful tools for transformation, and that is the ability to write your own story. Every single one of us is living according to a narrative that we've created about who we are, what we're capable of, and what's possible for our lives. The question is, are you the author of that story, or are you letting others write that story for you? Today, we're taking back that pen. For 27 years, I lived according to a story that went something like this. I am the person who fixes everything for everyone else. My worth comes from being indispensable. If I'm not solving problems, I'm not valuable. And this story served me well in many ways. It drove me to excel in the military, to take on challenging assignments, to be the person others could count on. But by 2024, that same story was destroying me. I was burnt out, resentful, and facing a crisis that I couldn't fix for myself or anyone else. That's when I realized something profound. The story that I'd been telling myself about who I was and what I needed to do wasn't actually true. It was just one possible interpretation of my experiences. And if I could create that story, I could definitely rewrite it. The woman who emerged from that crisis wasn't the same person who entered it. Not because the facts of my life changed, but because I changed the story that I was telling about those facts. Before you can rewrite your story, you need to understand what story that you're currently telling yourself. Most of us aren't even conscious of our personal narratives because they run in the background like software, shaping our decisions without our awareness. Your personal story includes your core beliefs about yourself. Am I capable? Worthy, strong, broken. Beliefs about others: are people worthy? Are they supportive, threatening? Beliefs about the world: is life fair, dangerous, full of opportunity? beliefs about the past. Were my experiences mostly positive or negative? What do they mean about me? Beliefs about your future. What's possible for me? What am I destined for? Here's the crucial insight. These aren't facts. They're interpretations. And interpretation can be changed. Let me give you an example. Two people experience job loss, right? Person A tells the story. I was fired because I'm not good enough. This proves I'll never succeed. Person B tells the story. I was let go because the company was restructuring. This is an opportunity to find something that's better aligned with my values. Same facts, completely different stories, completely different outcomes. Rewriting your story isn't about denial or toxic positivity. It's about finding more empowering and accurate interpretations of your experiences. Here's my 5-step process. Step 1, identify your current story. Write down the story you tell yourself about who you are, particularly around areas where you feel that you're stuck. What narratives are you living by? Step 2, examine the evidence. Look at your story objectively. What parts are facts and what parts are interpretations? What evidence supports your story and what evidence contradicts it? Step 3, consider alternative interpretations. For every disempowering interpretation, brainstorm 3 alternative ways to understand the same experience. Get creative. What would a loving friend say about your situation? Step 4. Choose your new story. Select the interpretation that's both truthful and empowering. It should acknowledge reality while opening up possibilities for growth and change. Step 5. Live into your new story. This is the hardest part. Start making decisions and taking actions that align with your new narrative. Your new story becomes true as you live it. Let me share how this worked for my career crisis. My old story was, I'm a victim of an unfair system that destroyed my career. My new story became, I survived a challenging situation that revealed my true strength, and it prepared me to help others navigate their own crisis, which is how Calibrated Resilience was born. Both stories acknowledge the same difficult experience, but one leaves me powerless while the other positioned me as a survivor and a helper. And guess which one that led to Calibrated Resilience? The second one. That's how I created Calibrated Resilience. Let's practice the story writing power pause. I want you to think of an area in your life where you feel stuck or you feel limited. Take 3 deep breaths and create space for honest reflection. Now ask yourself, what story am I telling myself about this situation? What parts of this story are facts versus interpretations? What would a more empowering story sound like? How would I act differently if I believed the empowering story? What evidence exists that the empowering story could be true? Feel the shift in energy when you move from a limiting story to an empowering one. That's the power of perspective in action. Let me give you some common story rewrites. Old story. I'm bad at relationships because I keep getting hurt. New story. I'm learning what I need in relationships and getting better at choosing partners who can meet those needs. Old story. I failed at my business, so I'm not cut out to be an entrepreneur. New story. I gained valuable experience that will make my next venture more successful. Old story. My difficult childhood damaged me permanently. New story. My challenging experiences developed resilience and empathy that helped me connect with others and to help me overcome obstacles. Old story. I'm too old to change careers now. New story. I have valuable experience and wisdom that will serve me well in any new field. Notice how those new stories don't deny the challenges or pretend that everything was easy. They simply frame the same experiences in ways that create possibility rather than limitation. This week, I want you to identify one limiting story that you've been telling yourself. Write it down. Then I want you to work through it with the 5-step rewriting process that I just gave you. Practice telling yourself the new story daily. Notice how it feels different in your body and how it influences your decisions and your actions. I want you to share your new story with someone that you trust. Because sometimes saying it out loud helps make it more real. Remember, you are not your past. You are not your mistakes. You are not your limitations. You are the author of your life story, and you have the power to rewrite any new chapter starting right now. Next week, we're exploring finding purpose in your pain. Until then, remember, the story you tell yourself about your life becomes the life you live. I'm Angela Armstrong, and this has been Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong. If you like this episode, like, share, subscribe, and I will see you next week on the next episode.
From a long awakening to legacy, we got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.